This is 91.9 FM WUOT, your NPR news station. I'm Clara Princeton. It's now time for our weekly authors segment, The Author's Page. Here's your host, Jody Sims.
Novelist and poet Robert Penn Warren was born on April 24, 1905, just across the Tennessee border in Guthrie, Kentucky. His father was a businessman, and his mother was a school teacher. Warren graduated from high school in Clarksville, Tennessee, and then from Vanderbilt University. He went on to receive a graduate research degree as a Rhodes Scholar from Oxford, England, and a Guggenheim Fellowship to study in Italy during the rule of Mussolini. Warren was one of the founders of New Criticism, and a charter member of the Fellowship of Southern Writers. He's well known for his treatment of moral dilemmas in a South beset by the erosion of its traditional rural values and racism. During the summer of 1920, while waiting to take up an appointment to the U.S. Naval Academy, Warren lost the sight of one eye when he was accidentally hit by a stone carelessly thrown by his younger brother. As crucial as his Southern upbringing, this event determined the direction of his life. Only in late middle age could he bring himself to discuss its devastating consequences. He was said to have felt a disqualification for life, a sense of being maimed. In a century that offered young men unparalleled opportunities for action, Warren was destined to play the role of observer and commentator. His first novel was a biography published when he was 25 years old, titled John Brown, The Making of a Martyr. Warren went on to write 9 more novels in his lifetime. His best known, titled All the King's Men, won the Pulitzer Prize in 1947 and became a highly successful film starring Broderick Crawford. It won the Academy Award for Best Picture in 1949. Warren won 2 Pulitzer Prizes in poetry, one in 1958 for Promises, and the other in 1979 for Now and Then. He is the only person to have won Pulitzer Prizes for both fiction and poetry. Many more accolades followed. In 1980, Warren was presented the Presidential Medal of Freedom by President Jimmy Carter. In 1986, he became the first poet laureate of the United States. And in 1987, Warren was awarded the National Medal of Arts. He died in 1989, and 15 years after his death, the United States Postal Service issued a commemorative stamp to mark the 100th anniversary of his birth. Today, Vanderbilt University houses the Robert Penn Warren Center for the Humanities. According to Robert Penn Warren, the poem is a little myth of man's capacity of making life meaningful. And in the end, the poem is not a thing we see. It is, rather, a light by which we may see. And what we see is life.
Support for the Author's Page comes from the Library Society of the University of Tennessee. Learn more about UT Libraries, collections, and programs at the blog Speaking Volumes, online at volumes.lib.utk.edu.
Thank you for listening. The Author's Page is a production of the Authors Guild of Tennessee and WUOT. More information and archives of past segments can be found at authorsguildoftn.org or wuot.org. I'm Jody Sims, the host of The Author's Page. We love telling you stories.